Log Talk Radio. Hey, freaky people, you know what time it is. It's 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and that means it's time for V's After Dark. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. And just for all you people want to know, we're going to have a freaky, sexual good time tonight. This is V's After Dark, and it's brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Your one-stop shopping for everything that is pleasurable. Check them out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. Tonight's show topic is privacy and respect. How do you feel about your privacy? I'll be taking your questions, and I'm going to be getting everybody's opinion on that. I also have the sexy, beautiful, topless DJ Starlet. She's going to call in. I'm going to ask her some questions, and she's taking all of your questions. Nothing is off limits, but please remember to be respectful. And when I get through dealing with Starlet, you know where I'm taking her, to the V-spot. You know once I go there, we're not coming back. But before we talk to DJ Starlet, I want to let you know that V's After Dark is on and popping. We're broadcasting live at Exotica Atlantic City, April 29th to the 21st at the Trump Taj Mahal, booth 713. That's across from Star Valley. And we still got the V's After Dark, the Who is V calendar contest going on. And you get a chance to get that free ticket to the show. And all you have to do is purchase the calendar and put your name, address, and phone number in there. Next Tuesday is the last day that I'll be drawing a winner. Wow. Make sure you stop, guys, ladies, make sure you stop by the V's After Dark booth, because not only will we be broadcasting live, I got some. Oh, sexy, sexy ladies that are going to be there with me. We're going to have some ladies from Jersey. We're going to have some ladies from Michigan. They're going to be hot, and we're going to be having fun. So stop by, pick up a toy, holler at your girl, say what's up. But if you want to keep up with everything that's going on with me, and I mean everything, follow me on Twitter. That's at Miss V, the Toy Lady, that's MSVDATOYLADY, and that's on Twitter, or check out our Facebook page, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Post everything about the shows coming up. Sometimes you'll see random conversations. I do answer. I do talk to everybody. But also, don't forget, I'm always going to be doing that toy demo. And this week's toy is the Lilo Insignia Smart Wand. I got a chance to get the medium one. I thought I was getting the large, but I got the medium. And for those of you who are curious, who are looking at the website, yes, I'm using the plum one, being that purple is my favorite color. And it's already on the homepage of thetoylady.com, so you can purchase this while you're listening to the show tonight. And I'm going to do something special. That's if you guys are nice to me. But in the meantime, I want you guys to call in with your questions. Listen, come to the chat room. You know, we're really going to hit on this topic, privacy and respect. But for those of you who are listening who want to call in, and if you want to holler, or you could just listen to the show when you call in, the number is 646-716-8041. And you guys know how I do it. You know, every week I got to get hyped. I got to get up and popping. They, you know, as they say, the energy drink got switched on me. So I'm on a new one, up and popping. I didn't get my normal little bout of rest. Took care of some business before the show, but I really want to touch on this thing about privacy and respect. And this is a topic that's very dear to my heart. And when I say that it's dear to my heart, because I think that regardless if you're a public figure or a private figure or if you're just going through your everyday life, privacy and respect is something that we all expect from the people that we deal with. I don't care if it's a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, a close relative, a child, or a parent. And, you know, when I talk about privacy and respect, you know, when you have a radio show or you do Exotica or things like that, that is our public lives. And we have public and private lives. And there's respect that goes with both of them. And for me, it's a very big pet peeve subject with me because I have a number of ways that people can contact me. But I tell everybody, if you are someone who is close to me, and you have my personal cell number, I don't care who's trying to contact me for business. If you give them my personal cell phone number, we're going to have some issues. You know, there's no way around it. There's no way to dance around it. It's just a very big pet peeve with me because that's my private time. That's the time where I'm me with my family. You know, I'm not Miss V. I'm the person who my mother and father calls, my children call, my family members call. And when I look at that phone, I want to know that it's one of them people, not somebody calling asking me to do a toy party or saying, hey, can I be on your show? I got your number from so-and-so. And that's about respect. You know, respect the friendship because friendships and associations are something that nowadays a lot of people really don't get into and they don't kind of listen to. They tend to take for granted that, you know, you're allowed to be in that inner circle. And I tell everybody, it's about respect and privacy. And I always ask people, how do you feel about your privacy? What do you feel, what's your level of respect? What can people not tell about you? What is strictly about you? And, you know, just always want to know. And I'm not really venting. I'm just letting it know because when you do something like this, people entrust you with a lot of things that are private about them. And I think I wanted to touch on it early on versus later on because I think people don't respect that part of when a person allows you to be part of their inner circle. And that inner circle could be 500 people, but if you're part of that inner circle, you're part of it. And you've been allowed in. And I don't really want to harp on it, but I kind of want to know what people think about it, you know, and make things fun. I know it sounds like a Debbie Downer, but we're going to talk about it more because it's actually something that I know a lot of you guys want to know about. Now, you guys probably want to know about the freaky shit that's going on. Okay, let's see. Freaky shit that's going on. I can't talk about that. Wow. Again, that's private. I can't say I had a lot of fun last week, but we had lots of fun last week. Oh, my God. This is bad when you make yourself laugh and you're like, oh, my God, what's going on? Wow. Oh, next week we got the voluptuous Sammy Brooks coming on. If you guys have never met Sammy or never seen her, oh, my God, this woman is beautiful. You know, tonight's guest is beautiful. You know, I've been glad. I know you say everybody is beautiful to me, but they really are beautiful. And, you know, you guys need to listen because me and Sammy going to have some fun, you know, at 9:30. Me and Starlet going to have some fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. Because I'm going to get all up in her business. If she wasn't prepared for it, she needs to realize it's going to be on and popping. I got some business to get up in. She don't know. I done did more research on her and got information that she may or may not been thinking about. But I'm definitely going to have fun. And also, I got some of her mixes. So you guys, if you've never heard her, this isn't just your regular female. This is somebody, you know, she's doing her thing. She's really doing it. You know, and all I can say is, I want to be like her when I grow up with a rack like that, because mine don't sit like that. Ooh, let's see. You guys are just going to make me talk and not talk to me tonight. Oh, my God. See, you know, I could start singing. What y'all want me to sing? A lullaby? Oh, shoot. Y'all might be like, get her off the air. Can I make y'all, what can we do? Somebody ask me some questions. I'm not going to harp on that. Oh, word of the week. Let's come up with a word of the week. And I think this week's word is going to be clitoris. Okay, I don't have the definition of clitoris, but let me tell you what it is. The clitoris is what you guys would call the clit. It's that spot right there above the pussy, the vagina, that is very stimulating to women. And, you know, we always use the non-technical terms when we talk about body parts. But when we talk to other people, especially from other countries, they actually use the real technical terms. You'll hear them say, oh, yeah, I was sucking on her clitoris. I was licking his anus. I was playing with that prostate. And we look at them like they're crazy, but actually they're using the proper terms, and they have no problem using them. They don't have to say, oh, I was sucking his dick, and I was fucking her pussy, and I stuck my finger up in his ass. We don't have to always use terms like that. And I know that everybody says I'm prim and proper. I know how to use both. As they say, I could get wild and raunchy when I want to, and I could use the technical terms, but I think that everybody should know the technical terms, because you never know when you're going to encounter a man or a woman from another country, and they be ready to go down, and they say, oh, I just want to suck your clitoris. I just want to go down on your penis. And you're looking at them, and they're actually turned on, and you're like, what did they say? Learn how to get turned on by the true terms. Sometimes them true terms, if they said with the right accent, it gets you going. I know they do. I get going. You guys want this to be about me tonight? How can we make it all about me? I'm not playing with a toy early. I'm letting y'all know that. That's for the end of the show. But if you guys don't know what the wand is about, put it like this. Y'all heard me use the 7-speed wand a couple of weeks ago, and that was a plug-in one. This one is fully rechargeable. It's a Lilo product. The Lilo products, and let me give you a little bit of background on Lilo. Lilo is what we call environmentally friendly. So their products are rechargeable. We don't have to go buy batteries for them. You plug it up, you charge it up, you let it get going. It has 7 speeds. They use very nice materials. A lot of their products have patents that are pending. So that means when you're getting something from them, the odds are another company has not tapped into that technology yet, or that form of technology, or whatever, microchips or whatever they're using. A lot of the toys that Lilo has go to that next level that we haven't been to, you know, in a long time. And their products are really friendly. They cost a little bit more, but the durability and the longevity of them is well worth it. And I know that people will say, why would I sit here and talk about the longevity of a product? But I am the toy lady, and I'm going to, you know, let you guys know that it's something that I want to educate you guys on. Don't be afraid to ask me about any of the products that I sell, any of the toys. Don't ask me about the Kama Sutra products. It's a very good line. These are the different things that I sell and I talk about. You know, if you call in and you ask me about head job, I'm going to tell you how to use it. I'm a very big proponent of cleaning toys, and it's not something I'm ever going to bow down on. I'm a firm believer. If I sell a toy, I should be selling a toy cleaner to go with it. I don't believe in soap and water. You don't want to catch disease from yourself or have your mate catch disease and thinking that you've gotten it from somewhere. There are things we have to do properly for ourselves. And ladies, this is for you and men also, because I have a lot of men who are guests who listen to this show who also use toys, and I don't discriminate. You know, I don't say this person this way. And what I'm saying is that we all enjoy our toys. A lot of men enjoy having that prostate massage. They enjoy the different things to go with getting that prostate massage. And there's nothing to be ashamed of that does, you know, for a man who is strictly pussy, you know, and says, I don't do that. Having your prostate massaged does not make you gay. It is a sensation. It's a feeling. It's nothing wrong with it, you know. And I'm not going to sit here and say yay or nay. What I'm going to tell you is understand about getting your prostate massaged and the feeling and sensation that goes with it. Ask me those questions. Talk to me. Hey, guest, I see you up in the guest room. Welcome to the show. You know, and just understand that these are the different things. You know, ask me questions. Ask me about anal stimulation. Ask me about the different things that are going on. When you want to ask me about a product, don't be afraid to send your questions. You know, I tell everybody, you know, that's why we have the customer service at thetoylady.com. And I kid you not, customer service at thetoylady.com, if you send your question there, it's going to be answered. That is where I answer questions. If I don't answer it, I have somebody else who will come and answer it. But you're not going to get a we don't know question. If there's a product that you're looking for and it's not on that website, go to customer service, say, hey, I want to know what's going on. Where is this product available? Do you sell it? Can you get it? The one thing that separates V's After Dark Pleasure products from a lot of the other companies out there, and I'm going to say the majority of them, is that we are people. We're not a computer generating your order. We're not a computer saying you can't get this. You know, we deal on a human basis, and we are humans. So if you want a company that really deals with human basis and will talk to you and communicate with you, then this is the company to get your products from. You know, I will tell you that the knowledge that I have on my products and anybody who works with me has to have. You know, I'm not going to go to whatever local store is and hire that person just because that's what they want to do. They have to understand the products. They have to enjoy them. Anybody can sell toys, but everybody cannot tell you about the toys. And that is the beauty about V's After Dark, because I love my toys. I love my toys. I love using them. I love selling them. I love educating you about them. And that is the beauty of this show, because not only am I uncensored and I'm unfiltered, I get to talk about the one thing that a lot of people won't ask. This is the place that you could come and ask those questions. You know, I have an explicit rating so that I know I'm dealing with adults. I don't have a fear of somebody's 10-year-old coming up in here asking me questions, because if they call in, I'm going to wonder how they got into the show, you know, especially if they're listening. Can I filter everybody? No. As with anything, it's up to us to monitor our children. But definitely I'm going to tell you that I'm going to answer the questions, because if a 21-year-old girl asks me, how do I make myself happy? How do I stimulate myself? I'm still not ready to go have sex. I'm going to give her products to let her know how to have sex. And I'm going to tell her the proper products. I'm not going to go half-ass with her and tell her this or tell her that. I'm going to be real with her when she asks me them questions. Hey, Mr. Make It Happen, I see you in the chat room. And when we talk about these products, you're dealing with a person. As with anything, when you're dealing with V's After Dark, you're dealing with people. You're dealing with a real person. You're dealing with a person who not only knows the products, she talks about them and she loves them. And I love what I do. That's why I'm able to do this show every Tuesday, because I love what I do. If I didn't love what I do, I wouldn't get on the air for 2 hours a week and talk about toys and interview people and get all up in their business. This is what makes V's After Dark Radio, along with V's After Dark Pleasure Products, a very unique and definite company. We're not going anywhere. We are here to stay. And if you want to purchase your products from a company that has the human touch to it, then this is the company you want to come to. You don't want to go to somebody who, when you place your order, they're going to look at it and give you whatever and not give you an excuse. Because I'm going to tell you, if I don't have a product that you order, guess what? You're going to be contacted saying, is there a substitute? But on top of that, if that product isn't available, your money is going to be refunded. I'm not going to keep your money. I have too much integrity to keep your money. And 9 times out of 10, if that product is not in stock, you're going to get something to replace it, but you're still going to get your money back, because I don't believe in my customers not being happy. That's what an integrity type company does. That's what separates me from a lot of other people. That's why I love doing this. That's why I love having a show. That's why I love talking. That's why I love getting hyper on Tuesday nights, because this is what I love. I love that people will sit back and get lube and listen to me get off on the radio. Who else can do it legally? Come on now. And when you talk about filling up time and you'll say, well, this heifer been talking for 20 minutes. She been talking for 30 minutes. Guess what? Can you talk for 20 minutes with nobody talking back to you? Thank you. I know that I can, because guess what? I love myself and I love what I do. And as long as I know what I'm talking about, baby, all you got to do is sit back and listen. If you want to sit back and listen to me fuck myself all night, guess what? That's what I would be doing for 2 hours. And I'm not going to sit here and fuck myself for 2 hours. But if I chose to do that, guess what? You would have a show where all I sat back was pulled out of the toilet, fucking myself for 2 hours. Hey, like, 2 hours, you had some mood music going on, bitch, be getting off. But I'm blessed to be able to say I got a lot of people who want to be on my show, and I answer their questions, and I like getting up in other people's business. I've been doing this for a long time, so for those of you who think that this is new to me, I'm just new to having my own show, but I'm not new to interviewing anybody, and I'm definitely not new to answering questions nor asking them. I do this best. As my mom always said, in my past life, I was somebody's detective, because I could find anybody and ask any questions, and I'm going to get an answer. Wow. You know what? I got about 9 minutes before my girl coming on. But what I want you to do, I want you guys to sit back, because this is how we're going to intro her. I got a little bit of treat for y'all. And actually, I'm going to wait till we get to that five-minute mark so I could do a sweet intro, because I'm telling you, when you guys hear her music and hear what she does, you're just going to be over the top. Hey, guest, I see you up in the chat room. Welcome to the show. We got about 7 or 8 minutes before Starla to be on, and I'm just full. Mr. Make It Happen, you up in my chat room. you just up in there. I'm so used to being not being by myself, but we all know how that goes. And, God, I'm loving this tonight. You know, this would be the first night that I'm, like, out here. I almost feel like a fish out of water. Psych. I ain't never out of water. And, yes, I do get off on myself. So when y'all hear say, why the hell for laughing? Yeah, I laugh at myself. I have fun with myself. I love me. I love everybody else, too. Wow. Well, I have dead silence tonight. Hell to the no, I'm not. I'm not going to do dead silence. I don't do dead silence too well. What I will tell you is that I always wonder about it. I wonder about question marks too. Let's see. How am I feeling tonight? Am I feeling some kind of way? Am I feeling that kind of way or this kind of way? Wow. I'm hot. Is anybody else hot? Because you know what? Being hot is hot as hell. And I didn't think I was going to be like this right now. But not only am I hot, I'm burning up. And I'm just out there. But I'm getting ready to do something real nice. I want you guys to listen, and this is a taste of who we're going to have on tonight. Right now, while we're waiting on DJ Starlet, I'm going to play a little bit of her mix.
You are now live in the mix with the hottest female DJ in the industry. DJ Starlet on the ones and twos.
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
LV looking like Danny Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street and my nudes are free. Yeah, this is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
When I walk in the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stops and staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Wow.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, this is what I see.
Hey, everybody. Y'all just got a taste of my guest tonight. You know, and as they say, you can't have a proper intro for a guest, especially somebody as hot as my guest tonight, without letting you guys know what you're in for. She's sexy. She's hot. She's beautiful. Damn, she's talented. She's, damn, maybe I should marry her. But I just want you guys to know that we're going to have so much fun tonight, and it's going to be off the chain. And, you know, I want y'all to relax, have fun, listen to the show, ask some questions. Don't be afraid to call in, because definitely there's nothing off limits. Remember, we're uncensored and unfiltered. And with everything uncensored and unfiltered, I get nasty. You know, so I'm going to do a quick intro and then we're going to go to tonight's guest.
You are now live in the mix with the hottest female DJ in the industry.
DJ in the industry.
DJ Starlet on the ones and twos.
I've been everywhere.
Hey, sweetie, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hello, everybody.
For all my guests, as you heard the small intro, this is DJ Starlet, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, sweetie. Before we get really up into the questions, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Oh, my, what is there to, like, not know about me? let's see here. Well, I am a topless DJ here in Los Angeles, California. As of right now, to my knowledge, I'm the only topless DJ here. As of right now, I know there's a couple of others, like East Coast and, of course, like out of the country, but I seem to be a huge controversy out here, and I kind of like that. So that's pretty much, you know,
wow,
the basics about me. And yeah, and it's just like I love spinning at adult entertainment gigs, swinger parties, sex parties, the Avian award show, all the porn conventions. So that's mainly my niche as far as like my DJing goes. I've been DJing for about 3 years already, and I went strictly into topless and pasty DJing. I didn't start off with just regular DJing.
Well, I got a question for you. You already answered a couple of them. But what made you, to being a female, and, you know, I will not lie to you. I know nothing about DJing. You know, I could barely mix two records together. I could barely get one on and the other one off, let alone putting them on some turntables. You know, it's always amazed me. So what made you get into it? Because it's really not something that, from my knowledge, that a lot of women get into.
I'm going to say it's like I'm really into music. I'm really into entertaining people. And I pretty much know, like, I used to host a lot of parties here in Hollywood, California, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the small counties, like, around here. And I've always loved to have, like, you know, little get-togethers, after parties. I've always been in the entertainment industry. So, and to me, I'm all about people, like, having fun. So in order for people to have fun, usually they like music. So little by little, I started investing into some DJ equipment, and I started kind of playing around with it, starting to get in the hang of it, have little small get-togethers here and there, would start playing music for people, and everybody would be like, oh, my God, you know what? You're really good. And I would just look at them like, really? I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And that just kind of built my confidence up. And next thing you know, like, my friends are starting to ask me to start DJing their events. And I pretty much immediately went into the Erotica LA over here in Los Angeles for the porn convention. So that was, like, pretty much, like, my first gig to start off with.
And what made you go topless? I mean, that's not something that you hear somebody saying, you know, the DJs. I had somebody say, are you kidding me? How is she topless? She's on the radio. I'm like, no, she DJs these different places. So what made you? First of all, I got to tell you, you know, you got some nice-ass breasts. Serious.
What's really funny is, like, when I first started off, I didn't have my boob job. So I started off with, like, a B cup. So it was a little different. And I like to be different. I like to stand out. I'm kind of an expositionist a little bit. I'm more of a warrior when it kind of... when it comes to, like, swinger parties and stuff like that, I don't participate or anything like that, but I like being around it. So it's just, I wanted to do something just very different that nobody's really thought of around here. I mean, like I said, there's some, like, out of the country, but even at that, it's never really being talked about or even really even heard of. So I just wanted to do something different. I mean, a lot of, you know, females can, you know, learn how to DJ and be a DJ, but nobody really has the guts to just get up there and just, like, boom, to show it all out there.
Well, you know, when I met you a couple of years ago at AVN at the Hard Rock. And when I met you, you were at the Monkey Bars booth. And I am going to ask you what, you know, like I said, I guess because of being out there, you being topless, everybody's got their boobs out, so it really wasn't that strange to me. But it fascinated me because you were doing Monkey Bars. And how did you get with Monkey Bars? Did they come to you? How did you end up doing that? Because you are, you know, we'll touch on the other part, but you are one of the few females that actually has even gone up into the expos. I've never seen another female other than you up in any of the expos that I've been to or done.
That is very correct. There aren't any, actually, any females. Every convention expos that I've done, I have yet to see any female DJs. And the thing is it's like I've always when I used to do host events, I used to do a lot of, like, lesbian events in West Hollywood. That's kind of how I became well known. I kind of set a name for myself just in general with my name Starlet. And then once I became a DJ, I used to have a lot of porn stars that used to host for me. So just being in contact with them, and then once I started doing, like, some erotic LA, exotic LA after parties, things like that, I started with the promotion, and then I just made that switch over to DJing. So I've always been affiliated with that industry, and I've always kept, you know, my contacts in that industry, so it was very easy for people to know who I was.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, I do have – the beauty of this show is that I also have a live chat room. So as we're talking, you know, I'm looking at the chat room. You know, you've already gotten – okay, this is a compliment from Mr. Make It Happen. And I'm gonna read exactly what he said, because if I don't, he will get on me.
Okay.
He's like, Lord have mercy them titties, with three exclamation points. You know, because you know your picture is posted all over the homepage of the show, so you know I had to get the good ones up there. You know, show the breasts off, and you know he's just. You know, I had to make sure I said it correctly so that he would know that I saw him.
Right, of course, definitely.
And he said he respects your craft, and he's like, you are so ultra gorgeous.
Oh, tell him I said thank you.
Oh, he's hearing everything you're saying. That's
okay.
Like I said, with the chat room, I can read what they're saying.
Okay.
And, you know,
thank you,
so
Mr.
they
make it happen.
Okay, he said, have you ever DJed at Club Joy?
Yes, I have, and I'll be there next month. So I'm usually like their feature DJ, so I was actually just there talking business on Saturday. I kind of dropped by for like a little bit, and occasionally I'll, you know, drop in there, either visit or I'll, you know, they'll have me feature as a feature DJ. So, yes, that is like one of my places that I do DJ.
Okay, now I've got some questions, but we go through stuff so quick, you know, with
mm-hmm.
this, but, you know, I don't have a problem. You know me. I'm, like, kind
of
unfiltered and uncensored.
Of course, and neither do I.
Anyway. But, okay, now, everybody, my listeners, everybody hasn't heard your music, and I've been blessed enough to not only hear you in person, but, you know, you told me where to go to get your music, and I was kind of disappointed because I couldn't download that R&B one, but I was still off the chain. I couldn't download it yet.
Right.
But,
But
what are the different types? I mean, I know you have a large variety, but how do you come up with how you do your mixes? Because, like I said, I can't mix an egg with anything else a long time I'm mixing music together.
Right. The thing is this, since I do such a huge, like, I deal with a huge variety of people, I just do not, I mean, obviously, especially when I do, like, swinger events, we have from 20-year-olds to 60, 70-year-olds sometimes, you know? I mean, certain events have, like, certain themes, but on the most part, I usually go with the atmosphere of, I kind of check out the age range of the people, and I always play what the girls like, because that is, like, the most important. Because if you have the girls dancing, that's what gets everything started. And that's what a lot of, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and put male, you know, DJs down or anything, but the male DJs don't really focus on that. They play whatever they want to play, like, what they want to hear.
Well, now that I'm back going to clubs, since part of this has kind of put me back out there, you know.
Right.
And I agree with you when you say that the male DJs don't, because I've been in clubs and I'm like, I don't want to dance to that shit, you know. Can I get,
exactly.
I'm serious. I'm like, can I get another drink? And I'm not the best dancer, so don't none of you people listening say, oh, we're going to see her dance, you know. I shake my ass. That, I'm known for having a big ass. That's what I do. So,
right.
I'm not
I can't dance either. I can't dance either. I'm a DJ. I can't dance. I could strip, but I can't dance.
You know, so I won't sit here, you know, I won't be claiming y'all going to see me and I'm going to be shaking my ass, you know. I've been told to go sit it down. It'll shake, but that's because of all the fat in it. But I do agree with you when you say that the guys, because I've been in clubs, and I'd be like, what the hell, you know, and I've been at some of the hottest clubs in Vegas, and it was like 1 minute, it was like, boom, I'm ready to get on the floor, and then next thing I'll be like, what the fuck was that? And I listen to all types of music. So it's not even the music, it's what they're playing, and I just want to know how, as a DJ, and this is a general question, not just as a female DJ, but as a DJ in general, how do you come up with the music that you mix? Because like I said, when you're talking about the transition from one song to another and it's being so smooth or it goes in there just right, how do you do that? Like I said, you could probably tell me and I probably still won't understand, but I'm still curious.
Right. It's pretty much based upon like the beats per minute. And how I pick the songs though, I'm be honest, like I cater to about 90 to 95% of my fans. Okay, so majority of my mixes are because of what that's what my fans want to hear. So, go ahead.
No, go. You can finish, and I'll ask.
It's just I have a huge variety from like everywhere from, you know, doing small events to swinger clubs to the AVNs and everything, and you know, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook. And what I've noticed just in general, whether they're a DJ or a public figure or whatever, a lot of people don't answer to their fans. It's very, very rare that they do, but I make sure that I'm, like, personable with them. I mean, unless it's, like, something really stupid or disrespectful, then obviously I just delete it. But if it's something that they want to hear, because my fans are what keeps everything going. They're the ones who get me my gigs. They're the ones who, you know, refer me out. You know, some of them will pay me for my mixes, you know. I've done that before for, you know, people's birthdays. They'll give me, like, a little list or something, and then I kind of check to see, okay, well, what other songs came about, you know, during that time? What is it people like to dance to during that time? And I just pretty much blend it all in.
Well, you know, that's, like I said, I'm actually not only a fan of yours because I've had a chance to meet you, but, you know, really getting a chance to sit back this past week and listen to your music, mm-hmm. all I can say is salute. And this is not just from me. This is from Mr. Make It Happen mm-hmm. because he did say salute to you. But hats off
right.
to you, girl, because definitely you are doing something that people only wish they could do, man or a woman, you know. And I
right.
definitely have my hats off to you, you know. And I wish you all the best in everything you do. And this interview is not over with me saying that. So don't think that you're getting off that easy, okay? I was
right.
Thinking,
no, of course not. No.
I'm letting you know. Just because I said that, because I know people say, dog, that was a quick interview. No, I'm just, you know, mm-hmm. getting that out early
of
on.
Of course.
But,
right.
you know, I do have a question, and I'm going off format tonight. So for my listeners who normally hear me and you say, wow, she's kind of skipping around, I'm skipping around because I'm getting kind of nosy and I'm intrigued, and when I'm intrigued by my guests, I go off script.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right, exactly. Uh-huh.
This year, you were the first DJ. This year, you were the first female DJ to ever play the AVN Awards. And my question
Correct.
To you, for how was it doing that, and how did they approach you for that? Because like I said, that is a major accomplishment, and for those of you who don't know, the AVN Awards, are they going to be on Showtime this year? Showed or?
Yes, end of this month. I mean, they're still doing the editing right now, but from what I hear, the director told me they're aiming towards the end of this month that they're going to start show. It's going to be on Showtime. And then, of course, it's going to be on repeat, you know, constantly throughout the next year.
So that's a reason for you guys to go subscribe to Showtime. And
mm-hmm, exactly.
And like I said, I wasn't at the awards, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, did they, my question again was, how did they approach you? I mean, did you go to them or did they come to you after seeing
no.
you at the Money First booth, or how did that happen?
Well, okay, this is the thing. I mean, with me in general, because I DJ very part, just, you know, my background in regards to that, my DJ, I don't go out looking for gigs. Like, that's one thing that I don't really need to. I pick and choose my gigs. Because I'm very specific, and it's not like people would think, oh, she's got an attitude, or oh, she's a bitch, or, you know, and it has nothing to do with that, but I'm just very, very selective, because I could be, and so when, since I've always done, you know, the porn conventions, people, you know, kind of know who I am, and then there's, you know, other porn star stripper parties that I do, and one of the guys that that I know who hires me, you know, every couple of months for these porn star and stripper parties, he happened to know the director, so he's the one who referred me.
Well, that's
so
great.
Basically, I was referred. Yeah, most of my gigs are mainly referrals. And it's just, you know, kind of goes from there. With the swinger events, usually you have to, like, you know, pay a membership, you know, things like that. I kind of do a little bit of my advertising because I kind of wanted to aim a little bit more towards that. But a lot of my friends do swing, so a lot of them, you know, will refer me out, you know, once again. So majority of my gigs really are referrals.
Okay, my next question is, being that you are topless, do you get more work being topless, or do you think that the work is equal regardless if you were topless or not?
It's about equal, I'm going to say, but I'm going to say in the last 7 or 8 months, I haven't really been doing too many topless gigs. I think it's just that whole niche and that whole name, that branding just stands out. So it's like, oh, a topless, I'm like, but we can't have that, you know, that's not allowed here. So let me see what she's about. It's just, it's a catch, you know, it's that little bait just to kind of throw out there, and people see it, and they're like, oh, a topless DJ. Oh, let me see. Who is this girl? So it's just, it's more of just like, you know, eye-catching.
Well, definitely, you know, they are eye-catching.
and they'll slap your eye out, too.
Oh, my God. You know, you and Sammy, you guys are just going to get me in so much trouble.
Sammy Brooks?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love her. Yeah, I love her. She was at my booth last year.
And she'll actually be on the show next week. So, you know, I think the more that I'm in Vegas, the more I go from seeing you guys to like, oh, hey, what's going on? You know, as they say, I gain a new friend every time I go, you know. But
right.
But you guys are so crazy, and you guys do make it fun, so I have fun around you. But like I said, they are eye-catching, you know. I'm a female.
I mean, I get people that want to come up and touch them, you know. They're like, and they'll ask me. They just don't come and grab me, you know. And it's just like, oh, can I touch them? I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead, you know. And it's just mainly the females, obviously. I don't really get that many guys that come up, you know. But
this
it's
is
just
here.
They are. Yeah, they really are. But they're also, you know, just with my, you know, my brand in general, it's a huge controversy also at a lot of places around here. So, and because I'm advertised as that, and a couple times where I have, you know, DJed at a nightclub, which is, I rarely ever do it, but occasionally for friends I will, it's gotten me into huge trouble. And it's just, I mean, I guess sometimes, you know, bad advertising is better than no advertising at all, you know. There were some newspaper articles, you know, about me. And just because, you know, the media likes to blow things up. That's pretty much what had happened. So I have a couple of news articles about me out there.
Hey, you know, you know what? You know that saying is true. There's no such thing as bad press.
Exactly.
All press is good press, even when it's negative. Look at Paris Hilton. She got so much bad press that she's not in the press no more, and they're still talking about her. So bad press is good press, especially out where you guys are at, because people are always in the press in L.A. We don't have that on the West Coast, really, unless you're a politician.
Oh, that is true. Uh-huh.
Now, I got another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your pictures, and this is for all the men who are listening, and I know I've got your fans listening. Everybody who's listening, if you want to ask a question, raise your hand. All you got to do is hit one, because I will be taking your questions live. She's definitely not going to be off the spot. You know, we got another 40 minutes with her, so don't be afraid to ask a question of her. Like I said, in about 5 minutes, I'll be taking all you guys' questions. And if you don't ask questions, I still got plenty because I run my mouth all night long. So just letting you know, that's how I do it. But this is a question for everybody out there, because your pictures are so – every picture that, you know, is out there of you is very tasteful, very nice. But the question is how tall are you? Because you on your pictures, you're so, you look like you got like a 10-inch waist with these – big boobies on top. So how tall are you?
I'm only 5'3", short.
That's not short. We're the same height.
Yeah, I'm pretty short, so I'm only 5'3". A lot of people will see my pictures, and they'll see me in person. They're like, you look a lot taller in your photos. And I'm like, oh, thanks, great.
I just
but, yeah,
a tiny
I'm little.
Person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm very, very tiny.
Okay, and, you know, as they say, this question is not reserved for the V-Spot, because the V-Spot, and I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the show before tonight, but we are going to go to the V-Spot, and, you know, the V-Spot is where I just lose my mind. I don't know what the hell I'm going to say. It comes out my mouth, my ass. But, you know, we're not going to the V-Spot yet. We got a few minutes before we get there. But one of the questions I am going to ask is, Lord, I just lost myself. Did I just get lost in the titties? I got lost in my own damn questions. I know you guys are probably talking about me. I kid you not. I'm sitting here thinking about
I tend to do that to people. I can't help it. They're like,
I'm listening to this voice and I'm picturing the titties and I just got fucking lost.
Exactly. It happens quite often, let me tell you.
Shit. Okay, let me try to get back on point. Here we go. Damn, and the question was in front of my face. Oh, Lord have mercy. A mind is a terrible thing. So, one of the questions I'm going to ask, because, you know, I'm sure you get this a lot, but this is V's After Dark. So I'll always ask questions that people won't ask or are afraid to.
And they're afraid to, a lot of people are afraid to ask me a lot of things. That's why they'll, like, email me or somehow put on my Instagram or whatever, you know, because they're just afraid to ask. But sure, go ahead.
Okay. What is your relationship status? And I'm being nice. I just did, for all y'all who heard me, I'm trying to be politically correct.
I'm single. I'm single. I don't. My age. I'm 37. I'll be 37 in a couple of weeks, April 23rd. I don't look it, but I am.
Damn, I look like that at 37.
Yeah, but I don't have any kids. What do you call it? I mainly date women. So that's more of my lifestyle than anything. I'm not dating anybody. Like, right now, I date around. I just got out of a relationship, like, a couple of months ago. And it's hard. It's very hard because, you know, I am out there. It's not so much, you know, out in the public, but obviously the first thing I have to say is, you do know I'm a topless DJ, you know. that's, like, the first thing I have to, like, disclose. I'm like, it's almost every single, you know, girl that approaches me or want to ask me out or whatever, the very first thing I say, the first few cards I lay on the table, first things first, I'm a top of the DJ. Either you're going to be okay with it or you're not. If you're not, there's the door.
Yeah, because so they got to be okay with it.
Yeah, it's just like you have to be okay with it, you know. There's going to be people that are going to want me. There's going to be people that are going to want to fuck me. There's people going to, like, you know, want me to swing with them. I mean, it happens daily. I get hit on every single day, no matter what, especially on all my social networks.
God, I would love to have that problem.
Sometimes it's overwhelming. Sometimes it is. So it's just, and how to, like, handle everything and be, you know, nice about things and be polite. Some people are very rude with me, you know, just like with anything. Majority of people think I'm a porn star. So that's, like, one of the first questions that usually comes, you know, out of the mind. Oh, are you a porn star? No, I'm not a porn star. Oh, do you webcam? No, I do not webcam. You know, and a lot of my friends are porn stars, and I do hang out with them, you know, daily. Like, one of my best friends, she's a porn star, and I hang out with her quite a bit. So, of course, that's how they associate, you know, me.
Wow. What a problem to have. I mean, wow. You know, as I'm sitting here, you know, as they say, I'm me tonight. You know, I'm Miss V, but, you know, you guys do sometimes see me outside of Miss V, outside of the, well, people outside of the industry see the other me, but you know, I'm trying to be nice and be envious tonight. I was told I talked too much a couple of weeks ago. I was told I was too nice. I talked too much, And I'm not mad at nobody.
I got that too. A lot of girls will tell me, they're like, Star, you're a lot prettier when you're quiet. And I'm like, okay. I talk too much.
Wow. And see, we never get a chance. We never get a chance to talk when we see, you know, I guess this is what
exactly.
I love about this show, because I get, as they say, all these people that I get to see when I'm out in Vegas, and, you know, being out in Vegas is one thing, and, you know, you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing, everybody's doing their thing, and you say, you tap, you know, like with you, I got to tap you on your leg because you're 6 feet higher than me up on the doggone podium.
Right.
Like, hey, what's going on? See you later. Gotta go, you know.
Right, exactly. But, they're like, okay, you know what, keep in contact. I still, you know, I know you wanted me on your show, and at that time, I didn't have the exposure like I have now. You know, now it's just, you know, a lot different, and I'm, you know, taking it to a whole different level now. You know, I'm going to be going international now, too. So,
and that's one of the things I asked you about.
I have a couple of gigs already lined up. One's going to be in Italy, and the other one is going to be in South America. One of them, I'm going to be body painted, so I'm not, I'm topless, but, you know, it's insinuated, I guess you should say. So, so that's going to be like
they're
going to
paint a top on you.
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, and the thing is when it came to the AVN Awards, it's like that was the first time ever that I've ever DJed in front of so many people. You know, there was 4,000 plus people there. You know, it was a sold out show, and I didn't know this. You know, so going into something like this, completely not knowing what to expect, I'm in. If the music screws up or anything, everything looks on like everything's on me. You know, so it's my responsibility. If I even pressed like a button wrong or anything, I was screwed, you know. So it having to, you know, uphold the entire music for the entire show for that long period of time was extremely stressful, and I've never been under, you know, that amount of pressure before.
Okay, I know who I need to be hanging out with. Don't forget me, you know, Miss V. I know who I'm hanging out with in Vegas, but like, yo, her, I'm with her.
I'm with the DJ.
You know how they do. You know how you got the girlfriends in the club and you got that person back there. But
exactly.
I really know her. Yeah, sure, you know her.
See
that? I'm gonna have to like see right on your coattail. No, now I know. I gotta, you know, I'm gonna become your new bestest friend. I'm already
exactly
your friend,
right?
So I'm not even, you know, as they say, I say I'm going to become your bestest friend, but I know if I really want to catch you, hey, where y'all partying at, you know? That's how I thought about
exactly
the West party. You know, people always tell me about the parties, and they wonder how I get in, because y'all tell me about them, and then I know how to get in them. But
yeah, exactly.
Tonight's show topic, and this is something I ask all my guests. I have a topic every week, and this week's topic is something that's near and dear to my heart. This week's topic is privacy and respect, and how do you feel about your privacy?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got kind of deep.
Here. Yeah, that one is pretty deep. It's like I'm very big on my privacy, you know. I always have to have, like, my me time, my alone time. And with dealing with just the public in general, the days like that I'll take off just for, like, myself, I will not, like, answer any emails. I will not answer, like, any Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm like, okay, you know what? This is just my me time, you know? And people, I constantly, you know, get text messages, whatever in regards to, like, a booking or a gig or whatever. But the most important thing in my life is my balance and my, you know, and my privacy. And, when it comes to that, I like to keep my private life my private life. I try not to display, you know, too much. I do like to have, you know, a good time and everything, but I try not to let all my business out there, you know. I try to let everybody know the type of person that I am. I'm not, like, a stuck-up bitch. I'm not. I do have a personality. I do like to joke around. I do like to have fun. It's not just strictly business. And I do like to cater to my fans. So let's just say I take, you know, tomorrow off. I get, you know, after doing the show, let's say I get 5 emails, you know. So the next day I'll reply, I'm like, listen, you know what? I really needed, you know, a time. You know, I kind of explain to them so they know, you know, and the more details you give people, the more respect they have for you, you know, because it's just, it's a lot of work. Yes, I am busy, but at the same time, though, I'm very, very big on catering to my fans and my followers. That's the most important, you know, to me because, like I said, every gig that I get is mainly referral. I don't go out searching for my gigs. I really don't need to.
And that's a blessing in itself.
Exactly. You know, and I'm very, very blessed, you know, with the people like that I know. And I'm very big on keeping in contact, you know, with people and just being nice and being civil, you know, whether it's drop them a note, happy holidays, you know, whatever.
Being your silly self
very, very
that you are.
Exactly, you know.
Or some of them text messages that's been going back and forth, you know, like, hey,
yeah.
The silliness, you know, like
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know,
and people appreciate that because they know I'm a busy person. So it's just like, wow, she took out the time to, like, you know, say hi to me or wish me a happy holiday or whatever it may be. But to me, those, because you know what the thing is you never know who you're going to come across. You know, I find the most, you know, the wealthiest people are the ones who dress very casual. They don't act like they have money. You know, yeah, it's just, it's really amazing. I mean, some of the people, you know, and the ones that have the money are the ones who want to hire me for like $50 an hour or something. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, you know? So it's just, it's really amazing on, you know, on the presentation of someone. And if you mix with them, you know, even better because when you have that personality where you can get along with everybody, that's going to take you far in life. That's how I run my business. You know, I try to be neutral between everybody. I try to be nice to everybody and just be respectful. And to me, that goes a long way. So people really don't butt too much into, like, my private, you know, business. And when it comes to my me time, it's just like I spend time with my family. I like to go, you know, hang out with my friends, go take a trip somewhere, and just relax. You know, I don't want the last place I want to be is at a nightclub. You know, like I don't
hear that so much
be...
from people in the music industry every time.
You
know, I'll be like, I'm not a big club person, but I deal with a lot of people in different industries who their job is to be at these different nightclubs and concerts. And, you know, I'd be like, oh, well, I'll do something simple. I'll say I want to go to Alicia Keys concert, you know, which I think is probably a really mellow concert. And you know what I get?
Mm-hmm.
Really, are you serious? You want to go there? I don't want to be there. You know, and I'd be like, it's Alicia Keys. You know, we're not talking about head banging music. You know, we're talking about mellow laid back music. And, you know, I think for me, I have a hard time understanding when people do that because I'm like, okay, it's a concert. But then I've heard a lot of people like yourself say, I don't want to be at a club. You know, I'm up in there enough. Let's go do something else. So, you know, I really do respect that. You know, I'm learning more and more to respect that part of the privacy.
Yeah.
You know, because...
I mean, exactly. It's just like concerts I'm okay with, you know, because I appreciate artists, you know, and obviously I appreciate music. But when it comes to, like, the nightclub, you know, industry, it's like when I have a day at the last place seriously that I want to be because then you're putting yourself into a situation where, you know, people are obviously, like, all up on you and it's a meat market and whatever else or you have to, you know, everybody's going to criticize you of how you're dressed and how, especially if they know who you are. And majority of the time people do know who I am, especially, like, in the local, you know, clubs around here. So if I go somewhere, I'm always going to run into somebody I know, you know. So therefore, I have to, you know, make sure my hair, makeup, the way I'm dressed is on point.
They're sitting right up. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm so intrigued with your boobs, and I'm not normally intrigued with women's boobs. You know, I'm sorry, but them girls, you know, I got to get your doctor's name or something. I know I'll probably get killed for doing that, but
my doctor is amazing.
I'm just saying, you know, I know you keep saying, damn, she's really intrigued, but they are so nice. I ain't lying. And see, guys, I've seen them in person, you know, mm-hmm. and I get to tell her on now. Well, I can't tell her there because there'd be so many people around. You know, so
right,
I
exactly.
To, I get to Google from a distance.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, you never get to say anything to me there, you know.
Well, you know what, either I'm introducing you to Poppy Chulo or somebody is introducing me to you or we're
right.
running around or I'm passing out cards or I'm trying to look like you.
Uh-huh.
You know what? All I know is I got to step up my game. Y'all, you know, this is official. I'm stepping up my game because, damn, I ain't look like that when I was 37.
It's hard. Let me tell you, the maintenance is like, it is really, really hard. It's not as easy as people think. The thing, because I'm very big on my image, and it's like, especially when I'm going to start doing events out of the country, I mean, I'm competing with like 23, 24-year-olds, you know, and these girls are
like
models.
Okay, so damn, I mean, well, I didn't know you were 37. Damn, that's, you know what,
yeah.
I know these men are listening like, damn, did she come out fully gay tonight? No, y'all gotta see this shit. This motherfucking breast, they are so nice, you know, and when
right.
you see her, she don't, I'm telling you, 37, damn, all I can say is damn. Damn.
It really is. It's like, it's a lot of, I mean, I just recently started working out because I was extremely lazy. I'm not going to sit here and lie. You know, it's just like, I'm naturally thin as it is, but it's like, if I don't, you know, upkeep my diet and maintain everything and, you know, what I eat, vitamins and all that, I mean, I'll just start looking a mess, you know, a really hot mess. So, and because you know, I was going to be on Showtime, I'm like, my ex-girlfriend had told me, you know, sorry, the camera does add 10 pounds to you.
No, it adds
and
20 pounds. Because, you know, Porn Star, I don't know if you saw, but Porn Star Confessionals was there. And
uh-huh.
they're also supposed to be on Showtime. And that shit is scaring the hell out of me because I did Porn Star Confessionals while I was there. So I'm thinking that they got the other side of fat. You know, all I can figure, you know, they haven't told us what they, you know, they haven't sent me anything, but, you know, we had to sign our releases and stuff for that shit, and I'm like,
right.
are you fucking kidding me, you know? Because I thought it was the shit that was there, you know, they say, hey, will you be on Porn Star Confessional? Sure. You
uh-huh.
know, I get for wearing that shit to say Miss V the Toy Lady on it, you know, damn.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
You know, so, you know, thank you for reminding me that the damn camera add on 20 pounds because now I got to say, damn, that's going to be on Showtime, too, later on this year, you know. They're going to be saying, damn, that is a fat bitch. And she sells toys. No wonder she's using them. She need them. Thank you, Scarlett. You know, now I really got it. No, I got it.
But she reminded me of that because I completely forgot. I freaked the fuck out. I'm not going to lie. You
okay,
know?
But freaking me out after the fact. So now I got to think about, damn, fat bitch going to be on there. You know, they're going to see the fat round face. I'm like, yeah, look at all that red hair and that fat face. You know, just stuck in front of a damn another plate. See, y'all, this is what we get when y'all get two females talking. Oh, and I'm going to tell you, Mr. Make It Happen, he's in the chat room, and he said he had to agree with me about your breasts. He said, I agree. I'm in love right now. And, you know, like I said, I'm sure the people who are listening online and not
mm-hmm.
on the phone, I know that they're
right.
probably watching the pictures going back and forth because there's three pictures
oh, yeah.
of you, one with me and the toy of the week. So I know that, you know, they're probably like, when's that next picture coming up? Damn, those look good. You know.
I know,
they're probably,
right?
Fooling at the pictures.
I'm like, who's talking right now? That's the thing. It's just like people are just really big on pictures. It's like, and I've noticed that. It's like, and I think that's one of the reasons why I kind of focus, you know, on Instagram is because people are really big on photos. You know, they want what you look like, you know. They want to make sure, you know, that, you know, that you maintain yourself and what is it you look like every day? What is it about life, you know?
And see, I won't put the everyday stuff out there, but I am going to ask you another question. Now,
uh-huh.
you know I'm the toy lady. So do you really think you're going to come on my show and I not asked you what your favorite toy is? You know, that's not even, like I said, we haven't even gone to the V spot. You know, we can
right.
go there. You know, what is your favorite toy?
Or my favorite toy will have to be the Silver Bullet. That's going to be the first one, and the second one would be have to be this one glass dildo that I use in particular.
Okay, have you ever had any vibrating glass?
No, I haven't. That I haven't tried. I don't remember if I saw – I didn't get a chance to walk around AVN a little bit. I think somebody mentioned it, but I didn't get a chance to go look for it. I haven't tried that yet.
Off the air, I'll drop you one. You're going to love it. I did a live demo with the glass one, with the vibrating one. Oh, my God, that bitch. And it's got 3 speeds. It's
oh,
nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm
going to
leave my house.
It's nice. You know, that's the beauty of this show, because I do a live demo, so, like, I get a chance to all the toys that are in my toy chest get to come out,
uh-huh.
and I get to let people come with me.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, at the end of every show, I do a live toy demo. So I did Silver Bullet.
Okay.
I did Double Bullet. I did the Vibrating Glass. I've done my Dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
I did the 7-speed one. Damn, I came hard with that bitch. And tonight I'm actually doing the Lilo Insignia Smart Wand. And the wand is similar to the Hitachi, but it's a Lilo product, so, you know, it's all rechargeable, and I get to play with it and all them different controls on it. I love it. I do that every show. So,
That's right. So, yeah, I remember you did something last week about that.
So, guys, if you want to, you know these are favorite toys, you know, I'm telling you, drop her a toy. Go to my site. Pick
mm-hmm.
her up a bullet and drop it in the mail. Or all you got to do is say,
yes.
This for a Charlotte, I'll send it to her. She will love
mm-hmm.
you. You can never
I will
have
love you to death.
And see, my bullets got the up and down speeds, so I could go from low to high and really get off. I love it. Yes.
Oh, great.
You know what? You should know all of my nonsense is coming out. I told you.
I know.
Guys, I see you guys sitting there. You know, if anybody who's sitting on the line, press 1, I'll bring you on. Mr. Make It Happen, if you want to come on, because I see you. Press 1, we're taking your questions, because after we take your questions, we're going to go to the V spot. But before, you know, while I'm waiting on you guys to say if you want to come in and raise your hand, hit the 1, I'll bring you on. And Charlotte, while I'm waiting to see what everybody is going to say or who wants to come on, how can my listeners
mm-hmm.
contact you?
They can contact me a couple of different ways. On my email, djstarlett@gmail.com, that is djstarlett. That's usually the best way. If they want to hear my mixes or see my pictures or be a follower, my Instagram is djstarlett. That's djstarlett XXX, which is the same as my Twitter. And also my Facebook, facebook.com/djstarlett. And then my mixes are on my SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/djstarlett.
Okay, I got some hands raised, and I'm going to take my first caller.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing, Mr. Make It Happen?
What's up, boo? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, DJ Starlet.
Hi, Mr. Make It Happen.
Oh, my goodness, Lord, mercy. Let me just say this. Hey, number one. Let me just, before we talk about the titties, hey, number one. You a damn beautiful ass, ultra gorgeous lady DJ, which is incredible. Cause you know I'm a hip hop head, I DJ and all that
uh-huh.
stuff. Right? I love women DJs. Not only that, you a damn short and compact, which is a fucking turn on, and you got some nice titties, and the fact that you DJ topless, that's some good shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like for real.
Thank you.
I mean, really, man. You like you have created a niche, man, and I really want you to keep on pushing, man. Look, fuck what anyone else say. You keep on
right.
doing what you're doing.
Have you come across one at all? I mean, since you've DJ, I don't know where you DJ, but have you come across any topless DJs?
Yes, you.
Okay.
And that's all that matters.
I'm all that matters. Okay.
Yes. Shit. But yeah, wow. So I definitely look forward to next time I'm out in LA, and if you're spinning, because I haven't been to Club Joy yet, but I have to. I definitely need to come out there. One of my good friends suggested that I come out there with a few of my products. So I look forward to coming to Club Joy and seeing you spin one night.
Yes, definitely. I should be there in May. We're still working with a couple of dates right now, but I'm thinking I'm doing Saturday, May the 11th. I think that's what we're kind of aiming towards right now, because I'm usually their featured DJ. So, and I was there this past Saturday just to kind of drop by for a little bit. So I hadn't seen, like, the new setup, so I kind of had to check things out. And then I was there probably about 5 or 6 months ago. I've been there, like, actually, I think this will be, like, my fourth or fifth time that I'll be DJing there.
Yeah, I definitely want to come check out that shower room, you know what I'm saying, that overlook dance.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the people on the site, like, wow, like.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So that is like my main one, you know, that I am at. And it's an amazing swinger club. I mean, I don't feel like there's not, like, everybody there is, like, they're not all perverted. They're not all old and fat the way people, you know, proclaim it to be. You know, there's a lot of young people there. And that's what makes it even more exciting. Because I like to watch young people fuck.
Oh, me too.
But, you know. I know you guys get this, Mr. Make It Happen.
I'm right up your alley, because you know I'm connected to a lot of lifestyle swingers groups. So like it's times that I've sponsored a couple parties or whatever, or been to some, and you know me, I always just like watching. Like I've always loved watching people have sex. Like it's a fucking damn porno on TV. I can watch it.
Right, exactly.
Real life,
it's
like,
true.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just to make it happen.
What's up, babe?
I know you're trying to make it happen, but can you listen in? Because I got some folks who want to ask this sexy lady some questions. I don't mean to interrupt you because, you know, you've gone and type. I'm going to ask you questions for you. I'm going to bring you back. But you're not going to meet anybody else. But thank you for calling in, baby.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love.
Hey, Stevie from Toronto. How you doing? You on live with Miss V and Starlet.
I'm great. Finally, I get to talk to the pretty lady.
How you doing?
Yes, finally.
I'm good. Congratulations on all your success, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm hoping to go to Toronto. Like, that is one of, like, my top spots that I definitely want to go to. So I'm hoping maybe by next year. So I'm going to start working on that one.
Wicked.
Yeah.
My question is, I see you were in the medical field before. Why the switch?
Yes, I was. I switched because I was not happy. In my 20s, I pretty much was in the medical field because that was, I felt like I had to have my career right after college, and it was the proper thing to do, and I just was not happy, and I was pretty much miserable. And at that time, I didn't have, like, the social life that I had. I didn't have a lot of friends, and I used to travel a lot, you know, with that job. It was very overwhelming for me, and I felt like I lost a lot of my, you know, a lot of those years. And even though it is proclaimed to be, like, you know, a good job, it was also a miserable job for me. So at that time, I was dating somebody who said that I was a little on the boring side. So I decided to, you know, kind of go into the entertainment industry. And from then on, then that's when I, you know, went into DJing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's I have no regrets, you know, because it has made me, you know, who I am now. And people do know, obviously, like, that I'm an intelligent person. They're not just dealing with, like, you know, some topless DJ who's an airhead. So I do have some, you know, foundation to me. I do have a bachelor's, you know, degree and an associate's degree. But it's just, I just was not happy.
Yeah, you got to do what's suitable for you, right?
Exactly, you know, and right now I'm, like, at the happiest, like, I've ever been. And to me, that's, like, the most important for me. Because now I feel like I'm actually balanced. My family, you know, at first they were not too happy. Actually, I think some of them kind of do know I'm a topless DJ, but they just won't say anything. But I haven't really disclosed it. But we really don't talk too much details. It's just, it kind of is what it is. But it's just, you know, at first they just thought, oh, well, you know, it's just a hobby or you're not going to make anything of it. And, you know, here I am now that I'm successful with it. They're extremely supportive, like very, very supportive. And to me, that's the most important thing for me is my happiness and to know that my family supports me.
Word.
Well, Stevie, I want to thank you for calling in, and I want you to continue to listen, and I'm going to go to another caller.
Much. You're welcome.
And I hope you're enjoying the show, sweetie.
Oh, I am.
Oh, and make sure you stay on for the toy demo because get you some lube because we're going to have some fun.
Wicked.
Thank you for calling. Make sure you continue to listen to the
show.
Thank
you.
And I'm going to go to another caller.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You also,
thank
sweetie.
Thank you, too.
Thanks.
Hey, sweetie, you're on the air with Miss V and Starlet. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. So you got some questions for my guest?
I do, actually. I actually follow DJ Starlet on Instagram. That's actually how I found out about this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm amazing 32, actually.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I do know who you are.
Yeah. I just think you're really, really awesome. Like, it's cool what you do. Like, I don't know.
Thank you. No, thank you, babe. I really sincerely appreciate it, especially when it comes from females, because this is one thing that I've kind of noticed, like, in the industry in general, is, like, females tend to be more critical, you know? They tend to, like, criticize a lot more. Guys, they just see, oh, my gosh, you're hot,
I definitely
you know?
See that on Instagram. I don't know, like, you guys, like, I don't know how you guys deal with, like, guys that are, like, disrespectful or, like, really fake
mm-hmm.
comments to you. Like, even I want to tell them something for you. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right. I usually kind of handle it or I just pretty much delete it, you know, or I block the person or whatever. That's with, like, any of my social networks, you know, whether it's, you know, my Instagram, whether it's my Facebook, whether, you know, it's my Twitter, whatever it may be. It's just me. I do deal with a lot, you know. But at the same time, though, the good ones outweigh the bad. And to me, that's
mm-hmm.
what's most important. And
yeah.
that's what keeps me going every single day.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Like, I mean, you're right about the about the guy DJs, because I was hearing you earlier, like, they do cater, like, some of them are crappy, and, like, I sometimes think that I could do a better job to change them now.
Right.
That's
no, exactly, you know.
Because, I mean, I got
that's
like,
why
little, the Mickey's mm-hmm. or, I mean, Abby so far has had the best DJ there. You know, Rage and all that. Like, they're all guy DJs. And, like, especially Tiger Heat, the guys that they're the DJs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, I'm like, and then I heard your mix on SoundCloud. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, I so wish you DJed at these clubs.
I know, but you know what? The thing is, like, these days when it comes to nightclubs, they don't pay the DJs, like, what they should be paying them, you know? And a lot of DJs now are just doing so many things for free now where it's like it kind of screws everything up, you know, in the industry overall. So it's just, unless, like, I met, like, the right connection where it's just like, okay, you know what, we're going to pay you what, you know, what you're worth, then I'll go ahead and, you know, take it into consideration. But it's really not too much of, like, my main, you know, my main focus. I'm more into, like, the festivals, you know, and obviously, like, the adult entertainment gigs.
Yes. Well, that's what I think is really awesome when you do, like, I mean, I'm a little up there, like, well, I mean, you don't even look at age. Like, you look freaking awesome. I mean,
oh,
I'm,
thank
like,
you.
Pretty,
thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
it. I do know who you are, though. I do know who you are.
Yeah. I'm, like, you know, I'm starting over again, you know. I took out of the Army, and, you know, I'm going back to school. So, I mean, I know that, you know, it's cool that you can, like, just do different things no matter what your age is. So, you like, definitely inspired me to do, like, keep going.
Oh, good. I'm so happy, you know. And that's another thing, like, you know, that I want to tell Ms. V is, like, a lot of people just in general, besides just being a DJ, like, I'm very inspiring to, like, a lot of people, you know, to a lot of my followers and a lot of my fans. Like, that's, like, the most important thing for me, you know. Give motivation to, like, go for your dreams. Go for, you know, the career that's going to make you happy, you know. Yes, realistically, we all need, sometimes we all need, like, a 9-to-5, you know, but also, you know, do something that is going to balance you out, you know. Do something that you like, you know, as a paid hobby or something that's going to make you feel good.
Well, you know how I said you were in the medical field before? That's actually what I'm going for. I actually just finished my medical billing class. I'm actually about to sign up for LVN. What makes me want to do that is because I was in the military and I've been to veterans hospitals. And there's just a lot of people that don't care about the veterans, and
right.
I know where they're coming from. So that's what makes me want to do that.
That is good because you know what? You're doing it for the right reasons. Right. You're doing it for the right reasons. I know a lot of people that go into the medical field because of the money, and they're miserable, and they treat patients like they're just horrible.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
Well, the veterans hospitals are way worse. I mean, they're rude. They don't care. Like,
right.
That's what makes do it because, I mean, I know how it is. I, you know, I have a smile on my face no matter what because I know what they go through. So that's what drives me.
That is great. I'm so happy to hear that, babe. You keep going.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. It was really awesome talking to you.
Well, it was great to talk to you too, babe.
And thank you for calling in, and I hope you're enjoying
the
show.
I am very much. It's really awesome. I love your show.
Well, you know, it's every week we're going to have fun, and make sure you listen, because all my nonsense.
I didn't even know about your show until tonight, so it's really cool.
Well, I want to again thank you for listening, sweetie.
Thank you.
And, you know, definitely, you know, don't be afraid to come back, join the chat room, talk mess with my people up in there.
All righty.
Okay.
All
evening.
Right. Thanks, babe.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, have a good evening. Bye.
Bye.
People are loving you tonight. I guess some people got mad because they, like, dropped off the face.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? I think, well, you know what? I ain't gonna say they got mad because I know that, you know, we different things with the computers are going on, and
yes.
you know,
yeah,
I'm host, co-hosting everything going on,
right,
and I'm looking
yeah.
at all these people up in the chat room. Come on, guests. You know what? All y'all gotta do is get a free account. Y'all could be making comments, asking questions, Mr. Make It Happen. I know you're still sitting there, and so you could call back. I'm not afraid. But
we won't bite unless you want us to.
You know, sometimes I do bite shit. I ain't gotta ask. I go on and bite, you know. But you know what? I'm ready to take, you know, since, you know, the 209, I'm gonna surprise this person in 209 because I want to ask them if they wanted to come on, but I think they were having another conversation. So I don't know who this is, but we're gonna have fun with this person.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, you're on live with Miss V and Starlet. How you doing tonight?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm all right, baby. What's your question for Starlet?
Scarlett, I've been following you on Instagram for quite some time now.
Oh, okay. What is your IG, babe?
The Mayhole Mystery.
Oh, yes. I do know you're up in the Bay, San Francisco?
Yep. San Francisco.
Okay, yeah, I know who you are.
How are you?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I that kind of broke up.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I just got back from the gym, and I saw that you had commented reminding me that you were on the interview today. So I was like, crap.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I don't know. I haven't looked much up into your kind of music and all that, but what religion are you? What's your background?
My religion is spiritual.
Okay.
I was born and raised Catholic, but obviously with a lot of the controversial things that I get myself involved with, the Catholic religion is not really accepting of it. So I lean more towards the spiritual side. So it's more or less like a long meditation, a little bit of Buddhism, you know, a little chanting here and there, balancing like my chakras, seeing spiritual healers, reading like the most inspiration book right now for me is The Secret. I'm a huge believer in that. And just with manifestation and karma. So those have to be like my top beliefs. And it pretty much what keeps me going, you know, every single day to strive and do better. A lot of people never would have thought where I'm at right now. Actually, hell, I didn't even know I was going to be at where I'm at right now compared to last year, you know. But it's because I believe in myself and I set, you know, that goal to do something, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. But, like, what was your nationality then?
My nationality, I am Mexican and Spanish. I am fifth generation on my mom's side from Sinaloa, Mexico. And then my dad's side, I don't know too much about, but I do know that he's Spanish.
Okay. Well, it turned out to be a nice mix.
Yes. I've gotten people to try to guess, and it goes from, like, one extreme to another. I've gotten Puerto Rican. I've gotten black and white. I've gotten Middle Eastern. I've gotten Brazilian. It's really just amazing what I like. I like to hear people, you know, what they have to say.
Yeah, it's always fun to know what people think of what you are.
Right.
What software do you use when you're mixing?
What software? I use Serato.
Okay, so you're using Serato.
Yeah, I use Serato, and then I just bought the new Pioneer DJ SX, and that's with Serato also. Because since I'm going to be going international, they don't use turntables. So they laugh at that stuff. So I have to make a huge transition. It's weird because obviously most of my gigs are here in the U.S. right now at the moment.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When people, you know, use CDJs, they're just, oh, my God, you're not a real DJ, this and this and this, you know. And then when you go international, you know, and you use turntables, they're like, what the hell is that? That's so outdated, you know. So you're kind of like, you know, screwed overall, no matter what. So it's kind of like best just to know a little bit of everything.
But the new kit that you bought, that still uses XLR and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, so it's just like little by little I have to start, you know, playing around with it. And then eventually, you know, I'll get the hang of it. Because from what I hear, CDJs are a lot easier than turntables. So I'm pretty much looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, everyone that I talk to and people, my colleagues, they always say, if you know how to do turntables, you can do anything.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, you should be fine.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to end it off by saying congratulations on everything, and I love seeing that you are following me and also, like, commenting and giving likes back as well. Appreciate that.
Of course, definitely. Thank you so much, babe. I appreciate it. I always, cater to my fans, you know what I mean? Like, that to me, like, that's the most, like, important, you know?
Yeah, and you got to give back a little bit, and you love doing it, and you love what you're doing as
exactly.
well, so.
Yeah.
Good way to give back.
And thank you for calling in, sweetie. I hope you're enjoying the show.
Definitely am. I'll be here.
Okay. I got a shout-out to you in the chat room from Sputnik. He says, hi, Star.
It's oh, yes. That's one of my photographers.
Said, just wanted to log in and say hello. Super proud of you.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my photographers.
And Mr. Make It Happen has got another question, so we're going to go back to him because in a minute we're
okay.
going to the V spot.
Okay.
And Massage Therapist said to tell you hi. He just went into the chat room. Mr. Make It Happen, welcome back.
Oh, man, let me tell you, it's a pleasure to be back. Starlet, I just want to say this. First of all, yeah, I already knew you were gorgeous and everything, but now you talk about chakras and damn law of attraction and shit. I mean, okay.
That's a foreign language. So, that's a foreign language to me, so you know.
Hey,
can y'all speak
hey.
English?
Man, hey, you know, you just caused my kundalini to rise up a little bit. So I just want to.
I did. Okay.
But you know, I appreciate you know the one thing that a lot of times that a lot of people don't discover is their passion in life.
Right.
A lot of people go through their life working a job, all they do is work, and never realize their passion or they're too fearful of the
right.
unknown. And mm-hmm. I commend you for using your passion to make money and growing
you.
Your brand to where you are. You fucking rock.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this. You fucking rock, and you keep shining, and you know what I'm saying? What you will continue to manifest is greatness and worldwide recognition. And, man, I salute you for real.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I sincerely,
yeah.
I know it's like a foreign language to Ms. V there, but, you know,
yeah.
what he is saying really does mean a lot to me. Like, that is, because only certain people can connect on that level, and it's very rare that people actually understand what I'm talking about, or they think I'm crazy, or they like to make fun of me, like, oh, yeah, you and your, you know, you and your meditation, and you and your spiritual healer, and your, I don't know, they've had, like, I don't know how many, like, shaman and whatever else that people like
oh,
to make
yeah,
fun
yeah.
of me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, I don't make
well,
fun of anybody, you know. I just
exactly.
say, hey, it's a foreign language to me, you know.
It's foreign to
I don't...
you, you know. But a lot of people that I know, like, personally, they just kind of, like, you know, look down upon or they make fun of me. You know, I'm like, you know, honestly, I could care less. I'm successful.
Right.
You're not. You know, so really, it does not matter.
Damn. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to tweet that shit.
Okay.
I'm you're not.
Just to make it happen, I'm going to take my last
Woo.
Caller, but I want you to stay on. Continue to
All
listen because
right.
we're going to take this
Thank
final
you.
Caller because we've got to go
you're
to the deep spot after this.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. I know you ain't going nowhere, though, because if you do,
no,
we're going at it. Hi, Tony. Welcome to V's After Dark. You're on the air with Miss V and I'm Starlet.
Hello. Hi, how's everybody? Hi, Starlet. This is Tony from El Paso, Texas, a.k.a. Mr. SS350.
Oh, Tony
Cervantes?
Sure oh, hey, you. How
yes.
are you?
Good.
I know
you?
Who you are.
Yes. We've met before a while back.
Yes,
and,
you've gone to one of my events. Actually, Tony started with me, Miss V, when I had done an Erotica LA after party.
Oh.
So he didn't meet me as a DJ. He met me as, like, a promoter. So he's seen me progress from, like, just being into promotions into a DJ now.
Hey, that's
yeah,
fabulous.
That's true. That's
mm-hmm.
true. I've seen her grown. And you know what? I am so proud of you, Star. I mean, it's amazing. And you know what? And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. And I wish you the best success, and I hope you grow more. I mean, it's awesome.
It's getting there, you know, like, it's, you know, my friends and, you know, my fans, followers, everything, like, you know, like yourself, are the reason why I'm at where I'm at right now.
Well,
you know,
I'm
it's just like, you guys push
that.
Me, you guys, like, they all motivate me. They all, like, you know, they're just amazing. They're just amazing, you know. It's just, like, I cannot ask for anything better.
And that's, you know what, I'm so glad to hear that. And you know what, and you're motivating to, at least to me, you know, because I'm out there hustling and grinding my own thing.
Right,
and, you know,
right.
If you don't work at it, you don't get it. And you
exactly.
won't get it unless
it's true.
You're at it. And my question is, when do you sleep? Do you ever sleep?
Hustlers like me only take naps. I sleep. I'm a night person. I'm a night owl. So usually I'll fall asleep like about 1:30. I have really horrible insomnia. So I'll get like maybe 4 or 5 hours of sleep, you know, and that's pretty much it. On the weekends, I tend to sleep in a little bit more, but even at that, I still have, like, friends or family who text me or call me early in the morning just to be, you know, a jerk to wake me up. So, yeah, so that's kind of how it is, but it's true. It's like I do have, like, my sleep route, it's pretty bad. I really don't get too much, but... You know, it's like I try to as much as I can, you know, whenever I could, because, I mean, you know, Tony, you've seen me, you know, evolve to where I'm at now, and, you know, I've always catered to, like, all my fans, you know that, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And I just wonder how, where do you get the energy for all of those?
The energy comes from, like, my passion, you know, about it. It's just, like, I like making people, you know, feel good. I like making them happy. I mean, you're not always going to make everybody happy, but, you know, the people that believe in me are the ones who are, like, the most important to me. And those are the ones who I continue to have stick around, you know, or I tend to give them extra attention, you know, more than others. And it's just, I mean, I love it, you know. I'm a people person. On my me time, obviously, I'm not too social, but it's just when it comes to this, it's like you, I'm the type of person, it's like you never know who you're going to come across. You know, that person
right.
might know somebody, you know, and that person might know somebody, you know, oh, you know, this person is looking for a DJ or whatever. It's just like if you're passing around that love, and that passion, and people know that, you're the first person that they're going to think of.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
You there, sweetie? I really want to thank you for calling in, and I want you to continue listening because I'm getting ready to take Starlet to the V spot. So, I want to thank everybody for listening. Go anywhere.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
I will be doing the live toy demo. I've got that wand. So we're going to be having lots of fun. But thank you, Tony. And if you want to listen for that live toy demo, go get you a towel and some lube because it's going to be hot. Okay. Thank you, Tony.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now I get you all to myself.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You have to share me there for a little bit.
I don't mind sharing because I get to get you that. And we have some quick questions. And my question, because when I get nosy, I get real nosy. You know, you like females. So do you like the bush? You like the bush clean or you like landing strips? Do you like it shaved? I mean, how you like the pussy?
I like it shaved. It's got to be shaved. A strip every now and then I could deal with, but it has to be shaved. I cannot do the whole bush. I've never have come across anybody with bush, thank God. But I think also because of my appearance and the way, like, I upkeep myself, most of the females, like, that I'm with tend to do the same. So majority of them are on point, you know, and if not, and they already know, like, okay, something's going to happen, they take a shower beforehand or whatever.
They
know I'm really picky about that.
Okay.
And they go and shave.
Okay. So like I said, you never know what's going to come out my damn mouth.
I know.
And, you know, everybody, all my listeners know I like women, too. You know, hey, I like pussy mm-hmm. as much as I like dick, you know, so I get to ask mm-hmm. these questions with no filter. So,
right, exactly.
You know, being that we both like pussy and all, do you do threesomes, you know, and how do you like your threesomes? And I'm talking about the female threesomes.
A female threesome? Oh, my God, it's been a long time since I've done a female threesome. I'm not really too much into it. I think because somebody always tends to get left out no matter what.
Okay, they need to come hang out with me. I don't want to be leaving no bitches out. I like pussy too much.
I don't leave anybody out, but somebody tends to, like, you know, sometimes it just kind of happens. It's a little too much going on for me. Like, way too much. Now, if it's, like, a foursome, that's a little bit easy because this way I know that other person's, like, is with, you know, another person, and I'm with somebody else, you know, and I'm okay with that. That I've done, and that's a little bit better for me rather than a threesome.
Okay, so are you a squirter?
No, I'm not. I wish I was. I'm trying to learn.
We really got to talk.
Any hot girls that want to teach me?
You know I was sporting in Vegas at Thunder for Down Under, and I wasn't trying. I went to Thunder for Down Under and did that contest and squirted on stage.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that. Like, I've met girls that are squirters, you know, not too many, and then there's some that I really wanted to, and I know that they have, but they're afraid to admit it. I mean, but it's something that I've always wanted to, like, actually experience, and I'm sure, like, one day that I will, but and
I got
it hasn't happened, unfortunately. Okay, good. I got to start practicing.
I got a toy for that, too. And then somebody with if you get the person with the right tongue, a tongue will
uh-huh.
make you squirt if they know what they're doing. If they know how to work that tongue up in your pussy, oh, you're
uh-huh.
squirt. Yeah, you know. I don't know why the hell y'all thought I wasn't going to ask or say shit. Y'all know I ain't got no damn good sense, you know. When it comes down to pussy, I could talk about pussy all night long. And, yes, I said pussy and not the damn vagina. I done told y'all. You know, y'all keep talking about I'm so politically correct. No, I'm not. Not when it comes down to that. You know, I'll be politically mm-hmm. correct when I need to be. Pussy, no. You know, being, you know. So, oh, you know, shit, damn. I'm trying to figure out. One more question, because a couple of more questions. Shit, I lied.
Okay.
I got a few more minutes. You know, I am going to play for everybody who's listening. You know, when we take this small break, we're going to play your electro mix. I'm going to play, you know,
okay.
before I go into the toy demo. So we get a chance
okay.
to hear some of your other music. I did the top 40 at the beginning before we came on the
right.
air. And
yeah.
I got the electro up here. So
okay.
you guys, y'all still get a chance to hear some more of her music, you know, her mixing, because I'm so intrigued and I'm loving it. Okay. Now, my next question. Like I said, I'm the nosy bitch tonight. I ain't got no problems saying.
It's all right. People ask me these questions all the time. So it's
what
no
is the most sensitive? What is your most sensitive spot, you know, on your body, being that you got them big breastuses and shit?
I'm going to say it has to be my nipple rings, my nipples, because they're pierced. So that I could usually get off of that.
Okay,
I could literally orgasm off of it.
Okay, I wasn't going to do no more questions out of the chat room, but massage therapist, he said he follows you on Twitter and on Instagram, and he
uh-huh.
wanted to find out how he could send you a T-shirt from his company because he's a massage therapist. So,
oh, okay. He could go ahead and have him email me, and this way I could send him the address.
Okay, so I'm sure he heard that message and he'll get that information, you know. And
if he's on my Instagram, everything's on my profile, so it'll say, like, my email out at the top. So whoever else wants to eat, like, send me anything, I'll be more than happy. They just have to email, you know, email me this way I can send them the information.
Okay. You know, I want to thank my guest tonight, DJ Starlet, for coming on. We have had a ball, and I, you know.
Oh, my God, yeah, we had so much fun.
I have had you to myself. I ain't had to share you with all them damn people in Vegas.
Right. I know.
Tonight, but I don't mind sharing a little bit. But, you know, I got to ask some questions. So you got a chance to see Miss B.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And I do have a question for you, you know, and this is not a V-Spot question. This is a general question because, you know, Exotica Atlantic City is coming up, and I'm curious, what Exotica do you plan on attending this year? I know that there's not one in L.A., but do you plan on attending?
No, they haven't asked. Nobody's asked me to spin in their booth. So if nobody asks me, then I pretty much don't do it. Especially because L.A.'s not going to be here. Usually I do like the L.A. one. So as of right now, no, I won't be out there.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that's
yeah.
all right.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's just like, if people ask me, then I'll do it. But the thing is, I don't really know who else is going to be out there either. And I don't know if they even allow DJs or anything, because I know some places they've been getting a little strict on that lately. So,
well, you know, they had, at least Chicago, when I did Chicago last year, they did have the DJ and music going, but I think with Exotica, because it's so much going on, because I'm actually broadcasting live from Exotica.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, my booth had to be put in a certain position, and luckily, because I didn't just spring and say, oh, I'm doing this, I, you know the people from Exotica, so I contacted them and said, hey, I want to do the show live. Is this going to be possible? And they gave me the go-ahead, and, you know, we've been in contact with the right people so that I don't have the interference from all the music. So, yeah, I do know about that. Because, you know, the location, as in real estate, location is a very big thing. And even with the shows, you know, it's a matter of where you're at and how they're doing it. But I know Atlantic City is this is the first time doing Atlantic City. So it's a lot of things being worked out, even with, you know, the things that we're doing. Because I talked to them earlier today and there was like some mix-ups. And I was like, what do you mean I can't have this? And I'm not going to say what they said we didn't have. But I'm sure that the Exotica people, when they find out what they're trying to not give us and make us pay for, we'll correct it because it's in our contract that we all get it. And it's something that everybody gets that's in their contract.
Right.
So, like I said, I'm not going to put them on point because this is their first time being there. And I'm not going to – no. And as they say, this is their first time having Exotica there, so I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, well, they didn't do this because when the woman said that she still didn't have all the details. But it was something that I was like, really? You want me to pay for that? That's not happening. It's in my contract. Let me pull it. So, you know, probably when they start, you know, see how this year goes, it'll probably go great, you know. I'm going to have fun out there. And, again, I want to thank you for coming on. I don't know if you want to listen to
this. Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast. Like, I'm happy I got to connect, like, with a lot of people, like a lot of my fans and followers, because it's hard for me to keep up with, like, emails, messages, you know. And it's like I don't like to ignore people all the time. I try to answer as much as I can, but I only have so many hours and minutes in the day, you know. So it was really I'm really blessed, and I'm really, like, you know, and I thank you a lot for having me.
Oh, it's no problem. And, sweetie, if you want to stay on, and we're going to play a little bit of your music, and I'm going to go do get the toy and get ready for the toy demo. And thank you, everybody, and
thank you,
Scarlett. And I'll talk
much
to you later.
Much love, everybody.
Hope you stay on the list.
All right, bye-bye. I will. Bye-bye.
Everybody, this is DJ Scarlett's Electro Mix, and I'll be back in a minute.
No. Live.
In the mix.
Hottest female DJ in the industry.
DJ in the industry.
DJ Starlet on the ones and twos.
Standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the
line.
the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the line for the DJ. All the girls standing in the line.
Guys really enjoyed that taste of the electro mix from my guest tonight, DJ Starlet. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is now time for the live toy of the week demo. This week's toy is the Lilo Insignia Smart Wand. I got two sizes. This one is the medium. This is available on the home page of V's After Dark and thetoylady.com, and we got the different speeds going. I could pulsate it going. I don't know if you guys can hear because the Lilo is real silent compared to the other wands, but I want you guys to sit back and enjoy, and I hope you guys have as much fun as I do tonight. I could do this longer because y'all just don't know. I need to come a little bit harder, but our time is almost up. I want to thank tonight's guest, DJ Starlet, thank you. And listen next week to V's After Dark, you guys. I got to go finish taking care of this business I started, and I hope you guys have a great week. Oh, my goodness. I just want to say I love you guys. Hey, everybody. Can you hear me in the chat room? Or do I need to type? So what's going on, people? You know, talk to me. I know that, you know, we've got about another 5-10 minutes. Sputnik, I want to thank you for checking in. And massage therapist and the guest I see in there. Yes, no, maybe. Is anybody there? Okay, Sputnik's gone. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. And we had a great, great show. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Good night.